Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It is part two of the biggest lies that the media told you in 2022. Now, if you missed part one, that was in yesterday's podcast. You can go back and hear those stories. The media, in their own words, lying, manipulating, and basically being agents for the Biden administration. Now, before I get into the top last five of this year, I want to give you a quick recap of what we did cover yesterday, just so you know what the other lies were. You had the media duped by another anti-Trump hoax, right? That was when they all got, you know, January 6th, there was 7-hour call gap, right? Was found the White House phone logs from January 6th are missing. Apparently, they may have been using burner phones. This is worse than Nixon's erased tapes. And that was a scandal that was born. Later learned that the reality was, yeah, there was no conspiracy. Turns out Trump was just, you know, using White House lines. Trump was also using his cell phone. They invented a story out of thin air. And the embarrassed journalists never apologized. The professionals attacked him, saying it was worse than Richard Nixon. The media used an NPR fake news story to trash Justice Gorsuch, saying he refused to wear a mask. NPR said that Justice Sotomayor was furious over this. Sotomayor was not. So when professionals got together, Sotomayor and Gorsuch had a joint statement debunking the claim. Don't worry. NPR was unfazed. They said they were standing by their reporting, even though they got it wrong. The media in Canada, right, smashed the working class, right? These evil people that didn't want to actually get the vaccine. We're going to shut them up. We're going to turn them into domestic terrorists, all because of a bunch of 18-wheeler drivers. And people in the supply chain said, we're not going to live under this anarchy and tyranny of the Canada. Canada said, guess what? Yes, you are. And now we've taken away your right to own guns. The media's obsession with race. With the first black person to be on the Supreme Court, even though that wasn't true. There's other black people that have been on the Supreme Court. And they forgot that Clarence Thomas was on the court and is black. But hey, he's not a real black man to them. And then the media post-Dobbs leak. Make insurrectionists great again, right? America had a sacred democracy. That was their big word they were obsessed with. Months away from being lost on January the 6th, right? As the constitutional scholars went on TV saying that this MAGA special forces was going to destroy the country. Then all of a sudden we had that leak. Yeah, we're all good. We'll shut up now. Oh, and the other great part, don't forget, we got to throw in some global warming. See, you notice now, these aren't actually mistakes. That's why I go back and list these for you. These aren't mistakes. This is propaganda. This is no different than state-sponsored propaganda in China. All right, before I get to number five on this list, if you want to listen to 10 through 6, that's in yesterday's podcast, go back, listen to those stories. They're incredible. I just gave you a quick recap, but if you want to hear the media and everything they were doing, make sure you download our podcast from yesterday. Now, let's get into number five. Remember when the media blamed us for the hot weather in July? Now, you look around, we have record cold temperatures right now, right? If we're global warming, you would assume it wouldn't be freezing as it is across the country this December. But hey, in July, when it's supposed to actually be hot, the media said it's our fault that everything is so hot. It's our fault that everything is so bad. It's our fault that it is, people are hurting out there with the temperatures of July.
When it comes to heat waves, climate experts say this is not just summer being summer.
This is not your parents' or grandparents' weather. This is new weather that we're experiencing because of climate change.
What we have right now, scientists say, the attribution to this rapid rise in temperatures, greenhouse gas emissions. It's us.
The public is learning about extreme heat, which unfortunately is getting worse because of climate change.
We're certainly seeing more extreme weather due to climate change.
This is what scientists have been telling us the future looks like, except it is now. Temperatures far above what was once considered the summer norm, inflicting misery and creating a health danger for millions.
We can't cool the earth back down again, at least not easily, but we can prevent further warming if we reduce greenhouse gas emissions to zero rapidly.
So when it's hot, this is what happens. When it's hot, it's our fault. When it's cold, we'll shut up about it. Right now it's cold, it can't be global warming, so we'll just move on. But the media blamed us for the hot weather. This is not your grandparents' warm summer. No, this is your fault for this, right? This is all your fault that this happened. There you go. And let's just move on to number four on the list, and that is the media freaking out, spending the last year working on a commission to investigate a two-hour riot that took place on January the 6th of 2021. A lot of people forget that the Democrats actually brought in members of the media to volunteer their services as carnival barkers to help attract a big audience in prime time. Now, you may remember that the media came out and said that January 6th, the insurrection of 2 hours, was worse than 9/11. You may not realize the commission was rigged from the very beginning. And you may not realize they actually hired people in TV to arrange for the meetings to be televised in prime time. Democrats had a whole comm team, the media, that volunteered for service as carnival barkers to help attract an audience to their prime time propaganda. So why did Congress spend so much time and money on the political unrest of January the 6th while ignoring what was actually happening in this country on real issues like, I don't know, inflation, rising interest rates, major problems that we were having in the markets? They were spending time going after January 6th issues instead of actually protecting you as a consumer from Wells Fargo or from XTF. And why did it happen this way? It's pretty simple. Because it's all about convincing you that the Republican Party is the worst party in the world and they should be banned because we have to protect our democracy. Here's how they did the 9/11, a.k.a. January 6th hearings on TV.
Last night, they were searing, they were vivid.
This is very compelling television because it's a very compelling hearing.
It was compelling. It was chilling. The videos were chilling, and I think it's going to be historic.
This was a historic, compelling hearing.
It's compelling. It's must-see TV.
We've seen all 8 episodes through Thursday's season finale of the hearings. Was it a cliffhanger for you in any way?
It almost felt as if it was like the series finale. At one point, Liz Cheney said, "Stay tuned for September," which is like season 2.
We thought this was the season finale. Everybody's like, come back for more.
No.
Everybody's like, come back for more. So we've turned Congress into a Netflix documentary that you can binge watch. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. You may see a lot of bait and switch offers for free phones, free iPhones. Well, they're usually too good to be true, just like freedom itself. Nothing is free. Mobile phone companies not only lock you into long-term contracts, but they also build the price of the phone into your bill with hidden fees. With Patriot Mobile, they can show you how to get that same iPhone interest-free without the games and no contract at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks because they use the same towers as the major carrier that you're probably on right now. So if you want to get great service and you want to know you're working with a company that supports conservative causes, that every month when you pay your bill, they actually take a portion of your bill and they give it back to causes like First and Second Amendment issues and the right to life, as well as adoptions, then you need to check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson plus other great savings. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, these aren't blunders. That's the point I want to make to you. Many would say, oh, they're screw-ups. No. They were deliberate, they were on purpose, and it was 100% propaganda. It was important propaganda for them. They wanted to make sure that you believe the propaganda that they were pushing out there. A great example of that is when the FBI came under scrutiny. The FBI came under scrutiny, as we now know, for cooking the books against conservatives, silencing conservatives, monitoring conservatives, listening to conservatives, and censoring them online. We know this for a fact now from the Twitter files. They want you to believe, no, that's a conspiracy theory. It's not. It's the truth. Was the FBI cooking the books against conservatives for a long time, including Donald Trump and others? You better believe it. But don't worry, the FBI has the utmost integrity. You can't question the FBI. That's what the media said all year long. Which brings me to number three on our list. What happens if you're an American and you decide to ask some questions about the FBI raiding the home of a sitting president and Donald Trump? Does that mean that you're un-American? Does that mean that you're an evil person? Does that mean you're an insurrectionist? Well, if you listen to the media and how they handled the raid on Donald Trump's home, something they decided to do to him, but they've never done to any other president in history, and they certainly didn't do it to Hillary Clinton with her server in her basement with classified documents. But if you even question, you even think of asking a question about what just happened with the president's home being raided, Donald Trump's home being raided, they are going to immediately turn on you. Take a listen to how the media handled this shocking moment in American history.
Oh, man, it was no raid on your home.
A peaceful search that they gave them a heads up on.
Peaceful search.
I don't think there was any politics involved.
This appears to be a nonpartisan process.
The Justice Department is returning to its historical position as a law enforcement agency above politics, trying to do the right thing.
These attacks on the FBI are just very sort of out there and outlandish.
That's why we have law enforcement. To actually bring fascists to justice.
It's all legal. It's all lawful. It's not a raid. They didn't, they're not there improperly or unlawfully.
Because anybody on this set had done the same thing, the exact same result would have occurred.
Yeah, you remember with Donald Trump and the raid on Mar-a-Lago, this is normal. This is everything. And everybody else that would have done something like this, this is exactly what would have happened. All right, so I'll take the bait. Hillary Clinton did a hell of a lot more than this. She had a private server in her basement. She had classified documents by the thousands on a server that anybody could break into anyone anywhere in the world. And there was classified documents found on Uma Abedin's computer. We know that from the FBI. We know that then when she was asked to turn over, they started literally bleaching the phones, smashing the phones, the Blackberries, and bleaching the servers of her emails and that server that and the computers that were involved. Did anybody freak out? Did anybody go to jail? Did anybody's home get raided? I'm just asking. I think it's a fair question to ask, right? There was a lot that happened. Anybody want to discuss it? Anybody want to talk about it? Well, I mean, again, if you listen to the media, they say this was normal. Anybody that would have done this would have been raided. Okay, were people raided that committed heinous crimes like Hillary Clinton? No, they were not raided. And why? Because their name is Hillary Clinton. And we know that if your name is Hillary Clinton, there will not be anything that happens to you. And you can do whatever the hell you want. The FBI is not going to raid your home. They also want you to believe that what Donald Trump did was so unprecedented that that absolutely warranted a raid on a former president. That's also a lie. It is unprecedented to raid the president of the United States of America's home. Why did this happen? For one reason. This was about the swamp. That's what this was about the entire time. This was about silencing and shutting up the swamp. This was about the swamp silencing and shutting up a president that actually decided to challenge them, to expose them. As soon as he said he wanted to drain the swamp said, watch this. And that was the FBI. The FBI said, get ready because we're about to own you. Get ready because we're going to shut you down forever. We're going to get you arrested. We're going to get you charged with crimes. We're going to make it where you can't even be president. How dare you ever question the deep state? We're now going to own you forever. That's what this was. And they wanted you to believe that this was normal, that this was business as usual. This is, by the way, total crap. It's not normal to raid a former president. And if anybody was going to get raided for committing crimes, it should have been Hillary Clinton. We know there were thousands and thousands of emails that she deleted. We know that she instructed her staff to destroy Blackberries. We know that they bleached the servers to make sure that no one could ever see what was on there. And no one went to jail. No one got raided. There was never a knock on the door or knocking down of a door. There was nothing that ever happened to Hillary Clinton. There was no raid, by the way, on Hunter Biden's home. There was no raid on Hunter Biden's offices. There was no raid on James Biden's offices. None of what happened to Donald Trump has happened to people that have actually committed crimes. And we know that Hunter Biden's committed crimes. He documented his own crimes from the laptop from hell. Did anybody go busting down those doors? Hell no. Why? Because he's a Democrat. And the media sits there and they tell you, oh, well, you know, everything's good. What happened with Donald Trump is something that is just, you should understand that they had to go. They had no choice but to go. This was too important not to go. But that's not the only thing that the media did this year. And again, this isn't by accident. This is what you call propaganda. Now, before I get into any more of the insanity of these people on the left that attack conservatives, I want to tell you real quick about legacy precious metals. You know what's happening with inflation. You know what's happening with people now talking about the idea of recession. You know what's happening with supply chain issues. And you know what's been happening with your retirement account. If you are not diversified with part of your financial strategy involving precious metals, now is the time to call the people that I use and trust, Legacy Precious Metals. You can get the free investor's guide on gold and silver, precious metal investing, and how to diversify your portfolio. We have seen that they want to raise taxes. We are seeing a skyrocketing of our national debt. And if your retirement is in only investments that are directly connected to the market, you need to take a look at Legacy precious metals. Call and get the free investor's guide right now from them. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at Legacy PM Investments. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's move on to number two on our list. One of the other big stories was the media just flat out getting it wrong, bulldozing true journalism in a race to exploit the Colorado tragedy. Now, this is a horrific event that happened in Colorado Springs and the Club Q killings there. But the media couldn't wait to make this a big issue politically, to seize firearms and to claim that somehow this is conservatives that were involved and conservatives did this, when that wasn't the case at all. Listen to the media try to exploit this horrific tragedy to push a political agenda and a narrative.
There are five dead people in a strip mall because that was the only place they felt safe as gay or trans people in this town in Colorado Springs.
I think that DeSantis, Boebert, they have blood on their hands on this.
These bodies are not in the ground yet.
Yeah.
And they're being used as political props right now.
When you demonize someone to that extent and you make them feel like an existential threat to you and your children, it's no wonder, again, that we get this kind of violence.
This exact same language of grooming and pedophilia targeting the LGBTQ community, it kills.
And I'm just wondering, what could I have done different? Seriously, as reporters, what can we do different? I think we have to have a come to Jesus moment here. As reporters, there is no inward reflection here. It's just, you know, continue to use these people as props. Continue to use the grief of these people as props. I think as reporters, we got to look in here and double down as much as
we got to double down. Oh, OK. There we go. We got to double down because we need to push a narrative. Was the shooter a conservative? No. Was the shooter inspired by DeSantis? No. Or Boebert? No. Was the shooter there to, as a conservative MAGA guy, to do what he did? No. Does that matter? No, because they hate DeSantis, right? This guy's a threat to the Democratic Party. This is a guy that's become very popular by making sure that he protects the citizens and the rights of his citizens in his state. And so they decide to connect a horrific tragedy to Ron DeSantis, who had nothing to do with this tragedy. Had not a single thing to do with this tragedy. Doesn't matter, though, folks, because this is how we roll. We are the media. We get to push a narrative immediately after a tragedy happens, implying that the people that were in charge of it, the people who did this, they did it for political reasons because they supported DeSantis. Did the shooter support DeSantis? No. Did that ever come out afterwards? Yeah. Did they report it? No. You got to understand, these are not mistakes. This is a political narrative. And it's a narrative that they are going to push no matter what. That's what they're trying to make you understand. The narrative is whatever they decide it to be on a random day of the week. And you better get on board with their narrative. And if you don't get on board with their narrative, there will be hell to pay. We're going to slander DeSantis for a horrific shooting that happened, implying that he has blood on his hands, even though he doesn't. The shooter had nothing to do with conservatives or DeSantis. And when that comes out, we will not report on the story because we don't report on stories like that. That is not something that we do. But we never let a tragedy or a crisis go to waste. That is the Democratic Party's mantra. We never let a crisis go to waste. And when someone gets killed and there's mass shootings, we immediately push for things and advocate for things that would have had no bearing on the shooting, in fact. We've seen this happen over and over again, where they'll come out with massive gun control, not even knowing what guns were used in certain events, and claiming they're going to pass laws that would have saved the problem. Even if those laws were in place, they would not have fixed the problem. They would not have saved people's lives. But it's a narrative, and you keep pushing it, and you keep pushing it until you win. Finally, and one of the biggest stories of the year for me, I think it is the biggest story of the year. The media throwing a tantrum at the prospect of Americans freely exchanging ideas, with Twitter being bought by Elon Musk and now being exposed through the Twitter files. Every conspiracy theory that was, or every theory of conservatives, what we were dealing with, what we were going through, what was actually happening to us. Shadow banning and silencing and not being able to find people. Shutting down accounts for actually not committing violations of terms of service just because you were a conservative. Having the FBI flag accounts in the deep state, flag accounts of conservatives they just didn't like. All of these things were happening, and we all knew that it was happening. We all saw it where we were silenced and shut out just because they didn't like what we were saying. We saw people's accounts that were banned. Not for actually breaking any rules, except for, you know, being conservative. And then the media freaked out. They freaked out the idea that they couldn't silence a certain group of people anymore because of what Elon Musk did. They were furious that Elon Musk was going to expose the left and how much power and control they had over our thoughts and ideas and what was trending on social media. The idea that he could buy this thing and expose them for their corruption. And again, ABC, NBC, and CBS have spent 0 minutes as of now on the Twitter files. Why? Because they don't want you to know just how bad things actually were. They don't want you to understand just how corrupt they are. That's why if a big tree falls in the forest, right, and no one hears it because no one's there, did it even happen? That's how ABC, NBC, and CBS are treating this moment in time in history, where they know about the corruption of the Democratic Party. They know the corruption of the FBI. They know the corruption of the deep state. They know the corruption from candidates and elected officials and government officials who were emailing Twitter saying, hey, we don't like this account. Silence it. Hey, we don't like this account. Silence it. Hey, we don't like this tweet. Get rid of it. Hey, we want this person banned. And they did it every damn time. And then Elon Musk bought it. Now what do they want to do? They want to ruin his platform, and they want to ruin Tesla's stock in the process. They want to destroy Elon Musk, and they want to destroy anything that Elon Musk touches, and they want to make sure that you don't like or use the platform. They want you to believe that now it's a racist and bigoted platform. They want you to believe that Twitter is now the Wild West and that there's all these evil things that are happening there so that you'll shut down your account, silence your account. That's what they want you to believe. This is how they roll. Take a listen to the media freaking out over Twitter being exposed by the new owner.
We all have sort of treated this platform as like the town square, the public forum. It's not anymore. It's Elon Musk's, and he's going to do with it what he wants, and it's bad for the rest of us.
Ever since Elon Musk took over Twitter, we've seen it devolve into something that is nothing close to truth and nothing close to unifying in the country as we see it today.
And here we have something as important as Twitter, which is an important platform, now descending into the hellscape that he claimed it wouldn't be.
My tummy meter says there's something just not great about this.
Let's say they reinstate Donald Trump onto Twitter.
Yeah.
Would you leave the service?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't need to be there for that.
When Elon Musk says, wow, this is about free speech. It seems to me that it's about free speech of straight white men.
And he himself...
Straight white men. Yes, that's the only people that can have speech on Twitter, right? That's what she just said. It's about straight white men. Donald Trump comes back and is reinstated. What would you do? I'd leave the platform. I don't need to be there for that, right? That's when they started beating the drums of let's destroy Twitter if we can't control it. If we can't silence the people that we want to silence, then we'll burn the place to the ground so that it has no more power or no more influence anymore, because we can't decide who's important and who is powerful and whose tweets are seen and which tweets are not, and who to shadow ban and who to silence and who to shut down. That's what this is really all about. Can we just be honest? This is about control. If we can't control you and your mind, then we don't want any of it to survive. That's what the media is saying here. It's racist, it's bigotist, it's hate speech, it's white supremacists that are now using Twitter, so you should get off of it. Meanwhile, Twitter, under the old regime, had no problem taking money from Chinese communists, dictators, and slave owners. No, they had no problem being a platform for ISIS or Al-Qaeda. They had no problem being a platform for people that have child labor and sex trafficking and human trafficking leaders on the platform, communist dictators. They have no problem taking money from the most evil people in the world and giving them a platform. They have no problem hosting leaders of terrorist organizations like Hamas and Hezbollah on the platform. But a Republican gets to say what they want to say without us being able to shut them down and silence them. Oh, now there's going to be hell to pay in all of this, right? That's what now what they're saying.
Trump is a troll. So his idea of freedom means freedom to be a jerk and to be cruel and to have no one be able to stop you.
It certainly feels like we're in the dying days of this platform unless something changes quickly.
You need controls on this. You need regulation. You cannot let these guys control discourse in this country, or we are headed to hell.
We are headed to hell. You cannot let people actually have a place to go and have a grand debate. We have to control it. We have to control the narrative. We have to control every single aspect of this. This is the media in 2022. This is the lies that they told you on purpose. None of this was by accident. Don't forget, our 10 through 6 part of this list was in yesterday's podcast. So you can go back and listen to that in our podcast yesterday. Grab it. Please share this with your family and friends so they can hear what the media has done in the last year alone. And this is just in the last year. We need to make sure everybody understands just how corrupt they actually are. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.